On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Come in, correspondent Fabian Fanboy in Hollywood, California, home of the stars, where the stars just gush up out of the ground. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely day here in the Auckland town on Guy Fawkes Eve-ish.
Glad to hear it. How was your Halloween?
I care little for Halloween, to be honest, my friend. But everyone seemed to have a good time. Why? Did you say?
No, I said right.
Right.
And then I remembered that, yes, you're more of a Guy Fawkes man,
yes,
aren't you?
Fly the flag,
you
know.
Pyromaniac, you.
Yep. How are you, anyhow?
What's I'm good. Been happening? What's been, really what are the awesome.
Flick us all the gory deets, bro.
Well, I just wanted to report one thing from Halloween. I was at a friend's house for dinner, and there was lots of trick-or-treaters coming in, and there was one woman who had like a kind of a doily neck thing and glasses on a Darth Vader costume. She was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. How
can you do that? Fantastic. That's really good. That's really good. Yep.
That's my showbiz scoop for the week. films coming out this week in New Zealand include Bohemian Rhapsody, the Freddie Mercury biopic.
Now, I've seen this. What did you think?
I have not seen it. But it was a slightly troubled production, but the reviews are saying the film is a little bit pants, but Rami Malek as Mercury is amazing.
He's phenomenal as Freddie Mercury. Phenomenal. But yeah, I don't know, because I'm a big Queen fan, and I think that I'd like to know if you weren't a Queen fan what you thought of it. I think maybe you wouldn't like it so much, maybe find it a bit trite. There's a few things that annoyed me, but then we found out that Tessa's dad did the lights and sound at Live Aid. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Well, I got pretty stirred up by the last trailer for this. So I think, the first, like many people my age, the first song I can remember is Flash Gordon.
Gordon's Alive!
Album. Yeah. First album I remember being conscious of is the Queen soundtrack to Flash Gordon. A soundtrack that has endured more than the film it's the soundtrack of. Which is kind of interesting. There's also a really great documentary by a New Zealand director named Petra Brett Kelly called Yellow is Forbidden.
Now, we had her in the studio a couple of months back when it was here for the film festival. That's an amazing documentary. Cool. Amazing.
Yeah. It follows a Chinese designer named Guo Pei and her efforts to kind of get her sartorial expression to be into the world of haute couture, which is a very European-centric fashion tier. And, yeah, great film. So you've seen that as well?
Yes. I've seen half of it. I've still got the other half to watch yet. But it was a bit – I was definitely excited by our conversation we had. And then and it's got nothing but rave reviews over here. And I've loved a bit of what I've seen so far. I'm just getting to the real meat of the doco, you know?
Just to connect Guo Pei to people who may not be aware of her, she became famous when Rihanna wore an amazing flowing yellow gown that she designed at the Met Ball a few years ago. Great little film. Petra's one of our most shining documentary and filmmaking talents, so support her.
She just hung out for like a year and a half, just hung out. Sort of, you know, in the lounge and in the workroom, and went play all the places.
And she had to sneak her cameras into the Middle Kingdom to film this, which is pretty ballsy. I don't know if I'd be comfortable sneaking anything into China, but it's a great film. Last week we talked about Suspiria coming out this week. It's not out this week. It's actually out next week.
Right.
So I just wanted to clarify that, but I'll talk about it more next week. But yeah, as I mentioned last week, I loved it.
So speaking of scary movies, have you watched this The Haunting of the House? Was it the Hill House Haunting? What
the Haunting of Hill House.
I'm halfway through it, and I'm bloody loving it.
You're halfway through it, are you?
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. For all the things it does well, the thing that really sticks with me the most is just how much the cast looks like an actual family.
Yeah.
Like the grown kids, there's three daughters, and they all look like they could be Carla Gugino's daughter, who plays the mum. Like, films just never do that.
Is there any other film that just jumps into your head that does that well?
No.
Normally you've got a great answer for questions like that.
I could come up with a few.
Yeah.
It's something really nice when a family looks like a fictional family looks like an actual family, you know, that kind of intangible similarity in appearance and kind of demeanor, and it's got these characters as kids and as grown ups really well cast. The young versions really match the old versions in lots of cool ways. I just love that about it.
It's a completely unsettled test. She came to work, was it yesterday?
Hadn't slept.
Just a wreck, just a gibbering wreck.
You know those
yeah, it's
videos,
very creepy.
Those videos that used to pop up sometimes, and it would be like the car driving through the hill and then the scary face would come out at you. Have you seen those?
It's like the original Rickroll kind of.
Yeah, that's what the show basically is. You just sit and watch until
you get terrified. Just wait until one of those things. Is it as sort of blatant as that?
Well, no, it's not as blatant as that. That's the thing, is that you don't think anything's going to happen, and then it happens, and it's really scary.
What about if you need to, say, go up to the toilet or something, and you're the only one there? Is that a worrying time for you?
While you're watching?
So pause it or something like that, and then...
I wouldn't do that.
Got to go down the hall. Shit.
I wouldn't do that. Just hold on.
You wouldn't just hold on? Yeah, a towel or a bucket or something. Yeah, okay. Right, so that's that, Fabian. Is that us?
Okay, yeah, no, loving that show. Highly recommend.
What else is on your playlist there? Anything fresh and exciting?
Nothing jumping to mind. I'm still stoking on this Ruth Bader Ginsburg costume. That's been the highlight of my week so far.
It's a weird thing, though. Weird thing that Americans do, that weird, like, just sort of... I don't even know how to explain it. Just these crazy juxtaposition costumes, you know? Like...
Yeah, they're good at it.
Really good at it. Like, they pick a moment, you know, a moment in current affairs that year, and then really just... expand on that, embellish that, you know? It's fantastic. I really appreciate that. It's got nothing to do with Halloween or scaring people or anything. It's just cool.
Yeah.
What would you watch? You didn't get yourself a costume organized for Halloween?
I went as a member of the Mickey Mouse Club. I got my Mickey Mouse ears with my name on them, which I got a few years ago.
Thank God you've got... You know what? Well done. Welcome to L.A. Welcome to LA.
And I got my, I got kind of dressed up like the 50s Mickey Mouse Club kids with the kind of...
short little shorts and braces and big black t-shirt. Shiny shoes. What do you know?
I didn't go shorts, but everyone seemed to get it, so...
I'm not sure if I get it, but hey, fair enough, you know? When in Rome. Amen. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. Yeah. We'll leave you to it, Fabian. Speak to you again next week, okay?
Have a good one, Mike.
Happy later. Guy Fawkes.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
10,